Good Monday, everyone. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. I'm a longtime real estate investor. I quit my day job a number of years ago thanks to real estate investing. I just started like many of you did, just buying one property, one single family property. And then it snowballed from there. So buy and hold real estate is what we teach you to do here on this show. And I believe in residential, single family or duplexes. That's my bread and butter. Fewest headaches, greatest long-term tax benefits. And that's what we try to teach you to do here on the show. On today's show, we're going to talk about being an insider, where most of the money is made in real estate is on the inside. I'm going to explain that and some key strategies for you to implement in order to make that happen, because that's real where the real money is. So if you're new to this show, welcome, welcome, welcome. We publish this show three times a week, and today's Monday motivation episode hopefully will get you revved up during this early August here. So what is it now? August 5th? And you know, this is when everyone's just sitting by the pool being lazy. But I want you to get out there and have some motivation to actually make some deals, actually get some money flowing into your family and some cash flow pumping. So we're going to dive into that in just a moment. But first, today's show is brought to you by Pitney Bowes. Shipping and mailing from your desk has never been simpler than with Send Pro Online from Pitney Bowes. We have a lot of small business owners that listen to this show. I know, because I hear from you. With Send Pro Online from Pitney Bowes, you guys can save a ton of money with just click, send, and save shipping for as low as $4.99. That's amazing. That's it per month. $4.99 a month. You can send envelopes, flats, packages right from your desk, and you're back in business in no time. And for being a listener of this show, Pitney Bowes said, hey guys, we love your show so much. And being an investing in real estate listener, you're going to receive a free 30-day trial just to get started and try it out. Plus, you're going to get a free scale, free 10-pound scale, so that you know exactly what you're shipping and measurements are accurate and you never overpay. So you get a free scale just for listening to this show and try it for free for 30 days. So here's what you do. You go to pb.com. That's P like peanut butter, right? pb.com/Clayton. pb.com/Clayton to offer to access this special offer for a free 30-day trial plus a free 10-pound scale to get started. That's pb.com/Clayton. Experience shipping made simple with a free trial of Send Pro Online from Pitney Bowes. I love those guys. You can print right from your computer and you qualify for that special shipping rates from Priority Mail. So they lock you in on a rate. Great stuff. Thanks, guys. On to today's episode on this Motivation Monday. So I genuinely do hope that your summer is going really, really well for you. I hope you found some downtime to kind of collect your thoughts and what you'd like to accomplish as you head into the fall. You know, everyone kind of takes August off, right? They're kind of in that slow burn mode. And then you're planning for the fall. You're getting excited, ramped up for ideas and projects and things you want to work on. And for many of you listening right now, you know, you're saying to yourselves, now is the time. Now is the time to start investing in real estate. I want to start doing this. How do I do it? Now, many of you have hit me up on my Instagram. I'm over Clayton Morris on Instagram. And I get private messages from you. And I tell you, I got 10 last week where people are like, I'm ready. I finally got my money lined up. I'm ready to get started. I'm ready to jump in. My wife and I have been talking about this for a long time. I'm ready to go. And I'm so excited for you. And I'm glad that you've been able to get focused like that. But I want to make sure that you are aware of something. Okay. And it's about being an insider. See, the idea of insider trading, I heard a buddy of mine say this not too long ago, but the idea of insider trading in the stock market is terrible, right? And that's what like Martha Stewart spent some time in behind bars for. So the idea of insider trading is bad because stocks get manipulated, people make money, and other people don't have access to that same kind of information in the stock market. So some insider people make a lot of money while most investors don't make any money, right? That's how it usually works. The early shakers, the early movers. But in real estate, that's where the money is made, on the inside, and it's not illegal at all. So what do I mean by that? Well, the money is made on the inside of real estate. So to make money in real estate, to really find the great deals, you have to be on the inside. The outside is buying a property off of Zillow. The outside is buying a property from a realtor, overpaying, paying on the open retail market for real estate. You see, at my company, at Morris Invest, every property we buy is off market. That means deeply discounted on the front end so we can add value to it by then renovating the property so that when one of our clients gets it, they're getting a great value because not only is it completely renovated or new construction built from the ground up, imagine how long that takes for us to do and our team, right? I mean, we just had a meeting 2 weeks ago going over all the new plans for the new construction that we're building, the next phase. You know how long that takes to get approval and city? I mean, you wouldn't believe, right? That's being on the inside. So all of those things take time, attention, and effort so that we can provide value. So when I look at a deal, I've got to find it off market, not through a realtor, deeply discounted, where I can add value to that property so that when we place a tenant in there with a property management company that we work with, that tenant is going to stay for a long time because it's in a good neighborhood and it's in a growing market where there's jobs and where all of those factors that I always talk about here on the show are at play. So what does it mean to be on the inside in real estate? Well, you don't just get on the phone and call up a local realtor when you want to try to find a rental property. Why? And I know we have a lot of realtors that listen. I come from a family of realtors. You've heard me. I don't want to blast them. And I love realtors. Serve a great purpose. But finding off-market rental properties, investment properties, is not their bag. Now, if you find a realtor that brings those to you, great. Hang on to that realtor for life. I've definitely had realtors in my life that would find properties for me. They would try, and very often they were overpriced when they brought them to me. What do I mean by overpriced? Well, they still needed an additional amount of money beyond what it was being listed for. So if there's a property that's on the multiple listing service, on the MLS, publicly available on Zillow or other websites, then chances are that property is way out of whack in price. It's overinflated. Right? None of the properties that we do at my company are ever going to be on the multiple listing service because we sell to investors. Well, we would never put it out publicly for a retail play. Makes no sense. It isn't like selling your house you live in, right? You're relocating because dad got a new job and you're moving. So you're going to put that out on the multiple listing service. You're hoping for your best bang for your buck. And you're hoping, you know, that another family is going to move into that neighborhood. That's not how this works. Okay. If you listen to this show, you are on the inside. So in order to find great deals, if you're going to go out there and do this all on your own, and you know, not like work with like with us or something, you're going to go out there and do this all on your own. There's some key things that you need to do, and I want to go through those things. So you're planning your fall and you want to take action to become a real estate investor, and you have the extra time on your hands to go out and find great deals. Pay attention, because here's what I'm going to tell you and here's how you do it. Number one, I want you to start going to local real estate meetup groups. That's one thing you can do, okay, to be on the inside. When you go to REIA meetings, R-E-I-A meetings, in your local markets, as you've heard me talk about here on the show before, you're going to meet realtors, you're going to meet contractors, you're going to meet hard money guys, private money guys, you're going to meet window guys, flooring guys, you're going to meet all those guys, right? But you're going to probably meet, you know, people that are going to be able to bring you deals in your local market if you want to invest in your local market. You're going to be able to find some of those people. Or they're going to be people looking for money. So it's a good mix. But I would say going to local meetup groups is a good way to kind of start to get on the inside a little bit. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to go to REIA meetings. You can sidestep all of that. You can fast track it if you want. And you can start to follow some of the lists and start doing some direct mailing to try to find some off-market properties in your neck of the woods. You've heard me talk about this before. I've done a whole video, and I would encourage you to go over to our YouTube channel if you want to check out our whole video that we've done with my good buddy, Tom Kroll, one of my mentors in the wholesaling space. We spent about an hour deep diving each of these very specific ways to do it. So again, it's Morris Invest is our YouTube channel. We'll have a link in the description below so you can go check out that full video if you want. But here are just a few ways that you can do this. You can pull a list, an equity list, by going to listsource.com and finding houses in your neighborhood or where you want to invest and finding people that own 100% equity in their property who have owned it and didn't just buy it for cash last year, because that would probably be another investor like me, right? No, you want someone who has owned it and the last market sale date is about 10 years ago. So give about 10 years of space between when they bought that property and now they have full equity in that house. Maybe they've owned it for many, many years, right? And now they might be a motivated seller. And then you are going to send them a letter. I'm interested in buying your house. It's going to cost you some money. It's going to take you some time, but this is how people do it. Now, I used to do a lot of this. I've moved on in my company. We focus really a lot on new construction now. We still find great off-market properties that we deal with and renovate from the ground up. But a lot of what we focus on is new construction, so I don't have to mail anybody. We don't have to send out letters anymore. But I used to spend like $10,000, $12,000 a month just on direct mail, just to be on the inside to find properties. One of the first deals that I ever did, I made $43,000. I mailed a house. I think it was a house. I ended up buying it for, I think I bought it for $400,000 as a wholesale deal. I think that was the price. I need to go back in my notes. I'm pretty sure I bought it right for $400,000 and I sold it for $443,000 a few days later. So I made $43,000 off of that property. Now, again, this is transactional. You can't pay capital gains on that. That is wholesaling. That's a paycheck. That is not long-term cash flow. But again, that property was off market. I sent a letter. And then when I got on the phone with the people, they wanted much more money. I sent them a purchase agreement in the mail for my offer of $400,000. And then 5 months later, they called and they said, is your offer still good? And I said, well, let me check. And I made them the offer. I said, yes, it is. And they accepted it. And I sold it a few days later for $443,000. So that's being on the inside. That property was not available on the multiple listing service. And guess what? It needed a ton of work. Now, I sold it to a guy who spent a year remodeling it. He added a dormer on the property. He added a second floor, added two additional bedrooms. And then he sold it. I think he sold it for like $890 or something. So he put like $150 into it. And I think he sold it for like $890, roughly. I'm just giving you rough numbers from my memory. So he made a good profit, but he spent a year working on it. That's being on the inside. So he had access to me. I had access to a property that was on the inside. And all of that happened on the inside. None of that was on the multiple listing service. None of that was on Zillow or any of these other websites. Okay. If you find a property on a website, it's overpriced and it's not on the inside. So you got to start to employ some of these strategies in real estate if you want to be on the inside, if you want to make money, if you want to have long-term growth, long-term stability, like the properties we do at my company. That's how you do it. That's how you have success in real estate investing. If you don't want to have success, then go out there and overpay for properties and call up a local realtor in your local backyard. Okay? I have to give you some tough love right now, but I don't like when people email me and they're like, you know, hey, I live in this really expensive town of California in California, and I'm going to go out this weekend and look for properties. No, 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 no. I'm going to call up a realtor and buy some properties in California. No, 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 no. If you listen to this show, you know that's not the way you do it. Anyway, that's my motivation for this Monday. Be an insider. There's enough tools here, right here in this podcast and on our YouTube channel for you to go out there and do this. And our team can help you do it. If you're interested, book a call with us. We'll jump on the phone for 30 minutes with our team, and we'll tell you exactly how you can get financing built into the property. We can do the cost segregation piece to accelerate your depreciation. All of those things my team has put together. And by the way, our properties, they're inside. They're inside, baby. That's how we bring value. So book a call with us today. If you're interested in that, just go to our website at morrisinvest.com. Click on the schedule a call button and we'll book you out. I think we might be booked out for about a week now or so. A lot of a backlog, but get on the calendar so we can take care of you in due course. In the meantime, I want to thank, I've been doing this a lot lately and people love it. So I want to say thank you for this. And I've been reading some of your 5-star iTunes reviews. And I want to do that right now. So we've got Ishtad, who wrote, dope, true value in the subject line. And Ishtad says, I started watching and listening last year. This year, me and my military buddy are going through the fund and grow process right now to buy our first investment property through Clayton Morris. Thank you so much. That's so great. Yeah, if you're interested in funding, there's a funding tab on our website also. You'll save $500 there. So thank you so much, and we're excited to work with you. Slappy writes us, Slappy ZGS says, Clayton is a rock star. I don't know about that. You haven't heard some of my guitar playing. Says, I learned a lot listening with Clayton, a big inspiration. You're very kind. Much love to you. And you are the inspiration, because when you listen and you take action, you become my inspiration. Varkos writes, left a great 5-star review on iTunes. Great information and quality. You can tell that they have experience in the media. Yes, yes, I do. They give great information, and you can tell that they truly care and hope for the success of whoever is listening. That is absolutely true. We want you to be able to take these tips and tricks and strategies and use them. That's how I've been able to build wealth, step by step by step. So I'm just giving you exactly how I've done it. If you listen to this show and you implement and you take action, yes, you can have your first rental property, your second, your third rental property in a short amount of time. We have a guest who's going to be joining us here on the show soon. He worked with us. He now has over 10 properties. He has over 10 properties. And he's like, I would love to come on the show and tell my story. So we're going to have him on the show soon. I can't wait to hear, you can hear his experience, you know, cause we have a lot of experts here on the show, but I want to start having some of the folks who, you know, just bought one rental property, just have two, just have three, right? They're on their path to financial freedom. And we're going to be sharing some of their stories, how they did it here on the show. Now, I want you on this Monday to go out there and take action and become a real estate investor. Get on the inside. Book a call with our team today over at morrisinvest.com. The link is in the show notes. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday for another episode of the Investing in Real Estate podcast. Much love to all of you.